Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 338, Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation. Pastor Harley Coulterman delivered this message on Sunday, October 1st, 2023, in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So great to be in the house of worship this morning. So technology, it's fun, isn't it? So sometimes there are disruptions, and most of the world lives with disruption. So here in America, we expect everything to work, but maybe we should get ready because sometimes stuff doesn't work. And if you can't worship God from your heart without a worship team or without technology, you're probably in trouble. So what happens when you're in prison like Paul and Silas? They didn't have any cell phones, any technology, any worship team. They just had stocks and were beaten and were bloody and were singing and worshiping God and praying. And the Bible says that all the prisoners heard them. And it started an earthquake and a move of God that birthed the church at Philippi, one of the greatest churches of the New Testament. So that's what we get to look forward to. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is good. Amen?
Amen.
So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day which you have made, and we're glad and rejoiced in it. We're thankful and grateful for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We pray over our nation, Lord, that you will bring our nation back to you. We ask you, Father, for the souls of the people in our city, our state, our nation, Father, that you would turn our nation around. Father, that you would turn us from darkness to light. That you would bring us from the power of Satan to the power of God, your power. That we'd receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance with those who are sanctified through faith in Christ Jesus. And for it, we're thankful and grateful on this communion day in Jesus' name. And everybody said?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So it's great to be back with you this morning. We were absent for a little while. We were on mission trips in Sweden and Spain, and then to this past weekend to Voice of Judah Israel fundraising banquet and Gateway conference, great conference in Dallas, Texas. So it's good to be back home again. Praise the Lord to be with you and to worship God together. This morning, I want to speak to you from the Word. I want to speak on the spirit of wisdom and revelation. There's an old nursery rhyme that goes like this. A wise old owl lived on an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that old wise bird? So the rhyme refers to a traditional image of the owl as a symbol of wisdom. It was recorded as early as 1875, and apparently it's really older than that. It's a really old one, but maybe a good one. Billionaire oil magnate John D. Rockefeller, also a great philanthropist in the early 1900s, he quoted a version of it at a women's convention in 1909. I'm not so sure what he was trying to say. Some people think that the owl was his totem, so to speak. It was, kind of because he thought he was a wise person, and obviously he was a billionaire back then. $1 billion was a lot of money. $1 billion is still probably a lot of money for most people. So I guess maybe if you calculate your wisdom by how much money you have, maybe he qualified for that. Or maybe he was just poking fun at women. Maybe he was under the misconception that women talk a lot. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure what he was getting. It was a women's convention that he was speaking at. So during World War II, the U.S. Army used this nursery rhyme on a poster with the text that said, "Soldier, be like that old bird. Silence means security." So if you've traveled in some of the communist countries like I have, this probably takes on more meaning because they have to be very careful who hears them and what they say, because they're always monitored and so forth. And they have to watch what they say, because what they say can get them in prison very quickly, get you to a special place. Some of our missionary people here that went with us got to go to a special place one day because of things they said. So you can get arrested for the stuff that you say. So anyway, just to repeat this nursery rhyme, a wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? The more he saw, it says. So maybe we're supposed to see more. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, I'm reading from the Passion Version. It says, the eyes of your spirit allow revelation light to enter into your being. If your heart is unclouded, the light floods in. But if your eyes are focused on money, the light cannot penetrate and darkness takes its place. How profound will be the darkness within you if the light of truth cannot enter? In the ESV, the English Standard Version, it says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad or evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. But I like the TPT version there, where it says, the eyes of your spirit will allow revelation light into your inner being. Your heart is unclouded, the light floods in. So we're supposed to be seeing a lot more. So the nursery rhyme says, the more he saw. If we could just see more, we probably could guide our lives a lot better and walk in a lot more wisdom. We would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation coming into our life if we would just see more. If our eyes of our spirit were flooded with light, if the light would flood in, if the eyes of our spirit were unclouded, we could just see more, which would be a great thing. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the commentaries say your eye is like a lamp for your body. The teachings of Jesus are the revelation light referred to here. Some scholars see healthy eyes as Semitic figure of speech for generosity due to the context of giving and money that are in the verses before and after. An evil eye can also be associated with being stingy and greedy. If your eye is healthy or focused, your whole body is full of light, but if it's sick or evil, your body is full of darkness. The eye becomes the metaphor for spiritual perception. The body is our spirit. The light is Jesus' teachings. The darkness is formed by the lies and the opinions that blind us. These obvious metaphors have been made explicit in this translation. So think about that again. What did the wise old bird say? The more he saw, the less he spoke. Well, let's look at the less he spoke part of it. Speak less. Watch your words. In Matthew chapter 12, Jesus says this. He says, you must determine if a tree is good or rotten. You can recognize good trees by their delicious fruit. But if you find rotten fruit, you can be certain that the tree is rotten. The fruit defines the tree. But you who are known as Pharisees are rotten to the core like venomous snakes. How can your words be good if you are rotten from within? For what has been stored up in your hearts will be heard in the overflow of your words. Some of the other versions say it something like this. Out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak. So what did the wise old bird say? It says the more he saw, the less he spoke. So we have to watch what comes out of our mouths. When virtue is stored within, verse 35, The hearts of good and upright people will produce good fruit. But when evil is hidden within, those who are evil will produce evil fruit. You can be sure of this. When the day of judgment comes, everyone will be held accountable for every careless word that he has spoken. Your very words will be used as evidence, and your words will declare you either innocent or guilty. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the more he saw, the less he spoke. It's good to be careful. It's good to be watchful about the things that we speak, because we want the spirit of wisdom and revelation to flow in our hearts and in our lives and flow out of our lives to touch the lives of others. Then it says, the nursery rhyme says, the more he heard. So what is that all about? In Mark chapter 4, verse 24, Jesus said to them, "Be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. For as you do, more understanding will be given to you. And according to your longing to understand, much more will be added to you. For those who listen with open hearts will receive more revelation, but those who don't listen with open hearts will lose what little they have." That's an amazing principle, because the word says that if we want the spirit of wisdom and revelation to operate in our lives, that we have to understand the meaning behind the things that we hear. That's why we need revelation. That's why the word of God needs to become spiritual revelation inside of us, not just head knowledge. You can know things about Jesus, but if you don't know Jesus, you're in trouble. If you don't have a revelation of Jesus in your heart, you're in trouble. That's why many of us had to go through lots of problems before we had what we call an encounter with Jesus. Or sometimes people say it this way, a come to Jesus moment. You know, when we just surrendered our hearts and surrendered our lives to Jesus. You know, we could have known everything about Jesus because people told us, or because we read it, or because somehow we got exposed to the gospel. But until it became a revelation that Jesus went to the cross and paid the price for our sins. He shed his blood so that we could go free. We broke the law and he paid the fine so that we could be set free and live for him. But if that doesn't become revelation to us, if we don't have that encounter with Jesus, if we don't come to that place where we recognize where we were in sin and who he is to take us out of that place, we can never live a righteous life. We can never live in freedom. We can never live free of bondage. But we must walk in the revelation light of his word inside of us so that we can live forever free and step into eternity with a clear conscience and a right standing with God. So Jesus says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come on in." Amen. Praise the Lord. So we should be diligent to understand. So the wise old owl, the less he spoke, the more he heard. The more he heard in his heart, the more understanding, spiritual understanding came to him. So that's a process. You know, we talk about a lot here. We talk about discipleship. We talk about being a disciple. A disciple is a person who follows after Jesus. A disciple is a person who is being changed by Jesus. A disciple isn't necessarily a perfect person. If you want to verify that, just read about Jesus' disciples. You know, he was the best disciple maker that ever was or ever will be. And he had 12 guys that were pretty tough, pretty rough. And even one of them betrayed him. Just think about that. So if you've ever been betrayed by somebody, or you know, somebody you thought was your friend and turned out not to be your friend, just think about Jesus. Jesus had one of his closest followers betray him and turn him in and cause him to lose his life. And he was the greatest disciple maker ever made. So sometimes it hurts, you know, when people spurn you and people, you pour it into people's lives and they leave you. But Jesus is the great rectifier of all things. Yeah. Because if you do the right thing and you sow the right seed, and God will bring you a harvest. You can trust him for that. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. The more he heard, the more he was able to understand. So we ought to be diligent to understand. It says in this scripture, be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. So when we're hearing the word of God, when somebody's teaching us or somebody's discipling us or helping us to walk our walk out with God, we should be diligent to understand the meaning behind what's being said. You know, it's more important what the Holy Spirit says about what I say or what a disciple maker says or about what a friend says to you about Jesus. It's more important what the Holy Spirit says to you about that than it is what was actually said. Amen. I know sometimes I've been preaching and somebody will come up to me after service and said, "That was so great what you said." And I say, "Well, what did I say?" "I don't know, but it was great." Yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Or sometimes people will come up and they say, "You know what you said was really great. What did I say?" And so they say what I said. And I said, "I didn't really say that. But that's good. It's okay. Maybe the Holy Spirit spoke that to your heart about what I said, you know. But it's really, really important to hear his voice. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. So we need to be tuned in all the time, 100% of the time. You know, maybe it seems impossible to be tuned in to God 100% of the time. But if you get a spirit of wisdom and revelation operating in you, you'll hear his voice more and more. And the more you hear his voice, the more you can follow him. Amen? So the idea is really following Jesus by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's how we follow Jesus. The way of being perfected by Jesus, of being changed by Jesus, is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you want your life perfected, if you've got some things that you're working on in your life and you need to change them, the only way that you're going to effectively do that is through the power of the Holy Spirit and through hearing his voice. That's why a spirit of wisdom and revelation is so, so important. And that's why this nursery rhyme perhaps is pertinent. You know, I don't know who wrote this thing, you know. Maybe they didn't even have spiritual things in mind, but there's some wisdom that comes through those words that were penned so many years ago in the 1800s. Praise the Lord. So the reality is that we should see more, we should speak less, and we should be diligent to understand. Everybody say, see more.
See more.
Speak less.
Speak less.
Be diligent to understand.
Be diligent to understand.
So if you can't remember anything else I said today, you can at least remember that, right? See more.
See more.
Speak less.
Speak less.
Be diligent to understand.
Be diligent to understand.
I mean, I hope to make this really simple. You know, sometimes people say a spirit of wisdom and revelation, you know, that's above my pay grade. No, it is not above your pay grade. It's what God designed you to be. He designed you to be a discerner of the Spirit. He designed you to get a hold of the things of God and to be able to understand the things from the Word of God. You know, sometimes people read the Bible and they say, "I just don't understand it." What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that we don't have a spirit of wisdom and revelation that's making that logos word, that written word, become living word inside of us. Amen? So the way to overcome that is to be persistent about getting into the Word of God. If you're persistent about getting into the Word of God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation will show up. Because when you read about Jesus, when you talk about Jesus, guess who shows up? It's Jesus. Amen? So you can be as far away from God as possible, but when you start to hear the Word of God, Jesus comes near you. When you start to think about the things of God and meditate on the things of God, Jesus comes near you. The Bible says that we should draw near to him and he will draw near to us. So we need to take those steps to come closer to God. And when we take those steps, we might not be a perfect person. We might not have everything straightened out in our lives, but we're taking steps towards him and he's taking steps towards us. And that spirit of wisdom and revelation begins to operate inside and you begin to understand more. It becomes clearer. When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, it's like amazing how much you can understand the Word of God after you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. So some people say it's optional, you know, to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, speak in other tongues and all those things. But it really is essential. That's why the early disciples thought it was important to make sure that everyone got filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you're here this morning or you're watching us on YouTube, I don't think we're on Facebook today, but if you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on our podcast or whatever, God wants to speak to you. He wants to get into your life, but you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be filled continually. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, you should be continually filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself or singing to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And be continually filled. It's so, so important, because that's the key to understanding that it's talking about here. Be diligent to understand the meaning behind everything you hear. Praise the Lord. See more, speak less. Be diligent to understand. So a wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? So I could sing it for you, but I'll spare you. But what it's talking about here is transformation, change. But how can we manage to change? One of the ways is to meditate on the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, that we should present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, wholly acceptable to Him. It's a form of worship. In other words, we should dedicate our flesh to the Lord. So one of the biggest problems in living for God is our flesh. I guess you probably discovered that, right? The flesh wants to go this way, but God wants us to go this way. The flesh wants to do this and hang out and be comfortable, and God wants to stretch us. And so He makes us uncomfortable. He challenges us. I was on the street yesterday with an evangelist from Norway, Nils Bjørng, and we came across a street musician named David. And he was just setting up his music stand. He was going to sing to Fort Wayne. And he was a pretty bold guy. I mean, he was like blurting out, "Hello, Fort Wayne. Good afternoon, Fort Wayne. It's a great day in Fort Wayne." And, you know, there was no audience, just the two of us. So I'm going, is this guy okay? You know, but anyway, we were talking to David a little bit. And he said, "Well, I can play some music for you. Would you like to hear Led Zeppelin?" And Nils said to him, "No, I want to hear gospel." And he said, "What?" He said, gospel music. And the guy said, "What's that?" And he said, "You know, gospel, the Word of God." "Oh, you mean Jesus music?" He says, "Yeah, well, I know Natalie Grant, yes, and Newsboys." So he's kind of dating himself, but he's just a young kid, you know. I thought, well, Newsboys is kind of 80s, 90s, is it? Anyway, so he said, I know some of those songs, and he took a stab at Amazing Grace. It was a little off, but it was okay. And then he did a lot better on Cornerstone. But we had a chance to talk to him and to share with him the gospel, and Nils prayed with him. I think the power of God really, really touched him. But it's so important to be ready and available for God to use you to minister into the life of another person. But you can't do that if you don't have the spirit of wisdom and revelation operating in you, and if you don't stay ready. And you will never be ready if you don't do the see more, speak less, be diligent to understand thing. I mean, it's got to be part of your Christian life. Transformation comes from meditation in the Word of God. It comes from presenting your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to Him, which is your reasonable service of worship. Be not conformed to the world, verse 2 says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you get your mind renewed? Your mind gets renewed through the Word of God. And that's where that aspect of understanding what we read, understanding what we hear comes in. And meditating on that can bring us spiritual revelation and a closeness to the Holy Spirit. Another thing is prayer. You know, the Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. Jesus taught that to his disciples, taught that they should pray persistently, that they should be people of prayer. Ephesians 1:17 talks about prayer, about praying in the context of praying God and asking him for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, to know the hope of our calling, know the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, know the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. We need to have that revelation of the risen, of the resurrected Jesus in our lives in order to be successful in moving into this realm of walking in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit and hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit. Those things are important. Meditation, the Word, prayer, and commitment. That come to Jesus moment. Matthew 11, 28 to 30 talks a little bit about commitment to Jesus and following after Jesus. It says in verse 28, Are you weary? Are you carrying a heavy burden? Come to me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. So the question is Jesus your oasis? You know, the oasis is a picture of a well and spring of water and life in the middle of a desert. So maybe you think your life is a desert, a big desert, and you need that refreshing that comes from the well of life, and Jesus is the well of life. Today in Israel, it's the Feast of Sukkot, which is the Feast of the Tabernacles. And that last great day of the feast, the Bible says that Jesus went to the temple and he spoke these words, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me, because I will give him water of life." He spoke that at this feast that's being celebrated today in Israel. It's an amazing, amazing picture of revelation coming to you from the well of water, the well of salvation, the well that Jesus makes to spring up to water your life. He wants to be your oasis. He says, "Come to me, I will refresh you, your life, for I am your oasis." Simply join your life with mine. Learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle and humble and easy to please. You'll find refreshment and rest in me. Verse 30 says, "For all I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear." So come, the instructions here in Matthew 11, 28 to 30 are come, join, and learn. Those go along exactly with those things that we were talking from perhaps parable, the wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like the wise old bird? Why not? Why can't we be wise? We're believers and followers in Jesus. Why can't we? There's no reason why we can't. Amen? We can step into a spirit of wisdom and revelation today. So let's, why don't you stand with me and let's pray. So Father, today, we lay our lives down before you. Jesus, you said, "Come to me and I will refresh you." So we're coming to you today, Lord. We're coming to you, we're seeking after you, we're looking to you. We're asking you for that refreshment that comes from the well of life that you so freely give. So I ask you, Lord, today for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to rise within each of these who are with us today in the house and those of us who are watching by social media or on podcasts, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for that spirit of wisdom and revelation to well up within us, Lord, so that we can know you better, so that we can understand our calling, so that we can understand how we can be a follower of Jesus, a follower, your follower, and how we can be changed by you daily, and how we can be on mission with you every day. So we're asking you, Lord God, that revelation rises up and becomes so powerful in our life that we never stray from it, Lord. And for it, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you because you are the person who can give us true transformation in our lives. And so we come to you and we join our lives to you and we learn from you today, Lord, so that we can be like that wise old owl. And for it, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.